Time for community calendar.
Heritage classes. Ashirwad Heritage classes in KT Cypress Sugarland for kids 4 to 18 years. Meditation, yoga, sloka, stories from scriptures, Vishnu Sahasranamam, bhajan, competition, and fun activities. Adult meditation classes. Register at www.ashirwadablessing.org or Sri Rawla 281-995-0930. Hare Krishna Ram. Houston's original Vedic temple is ISKCON of Houston at 1320 West 34th Street, zip code 77018. Daily darshan and aarti times 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12 noon, 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m. Sunday festivals 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Weekly Gita classes for adults, call 281-433-1635 or harekrishnadham@gmail.com. Houston Nam Dwara, a prayer house where the Hare Rama Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is continuously chanted. Weekdays from 8 to 11 a.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. Weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. and 6 to 7 p.m. Weekly Gopur Kutiram Children's Heritage Classes and Srimad Bhagavatam Classes. Call 281-402-6585 or visit www.godivinit.org, Global Organization for Divinity. Vedanta Society of Greater Houston, 14809 Linda Drive, 77083, has classes every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, first and third Sunday, Bhagavad Gita, second Sunday on works of Sri Swami Vivekananda, fourth Sunday, Holy Mother Sharda's Gospel, fifth Sunday, Swami of Ramakrishna Order visit to conduct retreats and lectures. More information can be gained from www.houstonvedanta.org or 281-584-0488. Shiv Shakti Mandir, Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir, 6640 Harbin Drive, open daily 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. All major festivals as well as birthdays, namkarans, engagement and other ceremonies. Called Pandit Virat Mehta, 713-278-9099. or Hardik Rawal at 361-243-6539 for puja or other ceremonies. Somyakashi Sivalaya, Sri Somyakashi Sivalaya is located at Chinmaya Prabha, 10353 Sinot Road, Sugarland, Texas 77478. Temple timings Monday through Friday 9 a.m. to 12 noon and 5 to 8 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays 8:30 to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8 p.m. Call Bharti Sutaria 281-568-1690 or J. Desmukh at 832-541-0059 or visit www.somyakashi.org. That's all the announcement today.
Oh, कबीर सुनो भाई साधु, कबीर सुनो भाई साधु, कबीर सुनो भाई साधु, कबीर सुनो भाई साधु। राम मिलत है भक्ति, कहत कबीर सुनो, साधो कहत कबीर सुनो भाई साधो। राम मिलत है भक्ति, जंतर मंतर लटपट होवे, जंतर मंतर लटपट होवे। राम भजन से ए मुक्ति, सुन सुन साधो जी साधो जी, सुन सुन साधो जी
listeners, we told earlier that this week is Parshuram Jayanti, so let's know a little bit about him. Parshuram was the sixth incarnation of Lord Vishnu. He was a son of Jamnagni, a sage. His name Parshuram is derived from his weapon, the axe, which is Parshu in Sanskrit. He went around the earth 21 times and punished the evil doers who were harassing the subjects. He was the Parshuram. He was the predator of great acharyas like Bhishma and Drona. He even taught the archery art of archery to Karna from the Mahabharata. He is supposed to be the one of the few immortals on this earth.
Jai Ram, Shri Ram, Jai Ram.
We have this week Akshaya Tritiya as well. The Akshaya Tritiya is celebrated on Shukla Paksha Tritiya in the Hindu lunar calendar month of Vaishak. This year Akshaya Tritiya celebrated on Tuesday 21st April 2015. Akshaya in Sanskrit means the one that never dismisses or ends. It is infinite, so Akshaya Tritiya is the day when one would get infinite punya or virtue in return of doing any homam, tapa, japa, etc. Lord Vishnu is considered to be the ruler of this day and would bless the devotee with infinite punya or akshay in return of japa, dana, etc. done by the devotee.
कान्हा कान्हा वंदित रूपा नंद कुमारा नवनित चोरा
दामोदरं वासुदेवं भजे
अच्युतं
రామనారాయణం కృష్ణ దామోదరం వాసుదేవం భజే
కాధా సుందర కాధా Good morning, listeners. Namaste, namaskaram, vanakkam, suprabhatam. This portion of the radio program is brought to you in part by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Sri Meenakshi Temple is located in Pearland, a Houston suburb near Hobby Airport. You're all welcome to visit the temple. Ashtotra Archana can be performed on a walk-in basis. You can also sponsor the puja online at www.emeenakshi.org. We have some exciting Mahotsavam coming, and we have G.R. Prasad from the temple who is going to give us an update as to what is going to be happening from April 24th to May 3rd. Good morning, Prasad. Hello? Prasad, are you there? Okay, I think, hi, good morning, how are you?
Three events, you know, the Mahotsavam, today Mahotsavam, which happens in the month of Chikre. This is around this time, you know, the new year for many of the South Indian states. You know, we had the Vishnu recently and the Shukri Pirvaja also in Tamil Nadu. And Canada, of course, celebrates. Definitely, you know, this is the event, the 10-day event of this day.
Oh, yeah. And I think this is the similar one that happens at Meenakshi Temple in Madurai. And we have special homam, abhishekam, and puja daily evening with the procession of the deities. Can you give me a runaround of what is happening on each of those days during the Utsava?
Yes, absolutely. So we will have, of course, you know, the inauguration starting on the previous evening, the day before on Thursday. But the official Chitra Mahotsavam begins on Friday, April 24th, and it will run through to Sunday, May 3rd. And on 24th itself, you know, every day, of course, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we have a Yagasala where we perform the special homam for the Devi and Abhishekam, of course. And, you know, all the devotees are welcome to attend and participate in any of the days. And as I mentioned, there is going to be also not only puja, but also procession of the deities every day.
It's special alankaram. What about the cultural programs that will be happening?
Yeah, just hang on a second. I'm going to link up Mala. Hang on a second.
Sure, thank you. Yeah, we are talking about the Chitra Mahotsavam festival that is happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. And I'm joined by the board of directors of Sri Meenakshi Temple, G.R. Puram Prasad, as well as Mala Gopal, and they will give us an update as to what all is happening at the temple during the festivity. It is going to be a grand festival of even the Ratham comes on the seventh day, and a series of festivities with special homam and deities, and we are just getting an update about the cultural program. As Mala...
And
yes.
Saraji, I'm sorry that, you know, the electronics thing, I'm probably not the best at electronics, so I was not able to bring in Mala, but let's see if she'll join by the time we finish. But yeah, we have cultural program every day,
mm-hmm.
and the cultural program, of course, is, you know, the theme is on Meenakshi Taya,
mm-hmm.
The mother goddess and the Shakti Rupa of the divinity,
mm-hmm.
and we have, you know, plethora of, you know, dance, music, and of course recitations and
mm-hmm.
Bhajans on the Devi throughout, you know, throughout the 10-day festival. And, you know, in fact, we'll be, you know, publicizing it through our e-blast as well as we'll post it on our Meenakshi org website.
Okay.
But definitely, you know, there is, you know, there's no dearth of activity in terms of, you know, cultural
exactly.
event every day.
As far as the cultural programs are concerned, are these local artists and talents, or you having any special invited artists?
Yes, most of them are local artists. You know, we do have wonderfully talented, you know, captive kind of, you know, performers here in Houston, as you well know, and you've been part of it, that diaspora yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we have someone special there, and, you know, I'm sure that, you know, out from out of town as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be a little bit of a surprise, you know. And again, Mala is the right person to share that information, and I'll make sure that... that we pass on the information to you.
Okay, and actually, you know, I just looking at the calendar here, I do have next Sunday, we will be probably in the middle of the Utsavam. So I will also get a feedback. I will connect with Mala by that time. And I think we can probably interview her specially to give us a kind of a review of what is going to happen and what is happening already.
Excellent. So, do you want me to pass on the message to Mala?
Oh, yeah. If she's there right now, I'm sure. She'll definitely please put her online.
Yeah. No, but I can't spot her right now. Like I said, you know, today we have a practice because of this inauguration. So, I hope she'll talk to you. As soon as I get hold of her, I'll call you back. If
and,
that's okay.
Yeah. And what about the walkathon? How is it coming along?
Oh, it's excellent. You know, of course, you know, the last 1 week has been kind of blessing us, you know, with a lot of praying here.
Uh-huh.
But of course, the Bhagavan decided that, you know, for the comfort of the devotees,
mm-hmm.
he has to kind of, you know, request Varuna Bhagavan to take a backseat. So we had a beautiful day with, you know, all the devotees and volunteers working to mop up the place, you know, right kind of thing. And the wonderful thing is, you know, the devotees open the traffic not only for the temple, but also for the health side of things. So pretty much, you know, the walking trail and there is a basketball court also has been inaugurated.
Mm-hmm.
Was funded by, you know, devotees who decided that this is an important addition that the temple should have.
Absolutely.
So,
health is wealth, as well as, you know, it is part of your well-being that will also contribute to your mental well-being. And also, you know, certain divine things are meant to be happening on the days that it is supposed to be happening. Though you know, we plan certain things, kind of the divine kind of a thing ultimately takes up. And there is a book club inauguration today, I hear. What is that about?
Yes, since of all melodies, you know, I'm hearing a lot of news we keep hearing more often in these days because maybe because of our lifestyle on the cancer and the travails that a lot of families go through.
Mm-hmm.
But you're keeping up with the Meenakshi kind of, you know, team focus here.
Yes.
That we do to provide education and kind of support and information to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, Dr. Vadimanathan, our chairman, initiated a book club, and you know, the book that she's going to be reviewing is a Pulitzer Prize winning, The Prince of All Maladies. You know, unfortunately, like I said, it's about cancer. But the good news is, you know, here in Houston, as you well know, we have one of the premium kind of, you know, series of institutions.
Correct. Yes, MD Anderson is one of the best and well known in all over the world. So I think
Absolutely.
We are the best to even have some invited guests talk about it.
Yes, absolutely. And so the book club is another addition, as you correctly pointed out. And, you know, again, you know, if the devotees are able to come over, you know, you can come and join to listen to that. And, you know, we have been promised we are going to be offered, you know, all the participants are welcome to join to get some Kumbakonam coffee. Apparently, it's a special coffee that you can partake and enjoy.
Added attraction, Kumbakonam coffee. God. Very good.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Prasad. Thank you for all the review. And we will be announcing all the rest of the happenings at Sri Meenakshi Temple. And thank you for giving us an update from the temple.
Thank you. And like I said, you know, if I hear back from Mala, I'll call you right back. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Having Meenakshi Temple Chitrai Mahotsavam celebrated at Sri Meenakshi Temple starting from the 24th. The other happenings are on 23rd is the Dritam as well as it is the Panchami and Chitrai Mahotsavam Subramanya Abhishekam happening on the 24th, and that is at 7 p.m. there will be special Abhishekam. And following the Mahotsavam, there will be special Alankaram and Abhishekam for Lord Meenakshi, Goddess Meenakshi and Lord Sundareshwara. And the Mahotsavam ends on the 3rd of May. And Chitra Paurnami happens to fall on the 3rd, on the same day where we have the Meenakshi Kalyanam. A Mother's Day celebration for Meenakshi Abhishekam happens on the 10th. And there'll be a special Abhishekam for both Goddess Meenakshi as well as Goddess Alamelvanga. And the Venkateshwar Abhishekam, Bhairavar Abhishekam happening on the 11th of May. And Pradosham falls on the 15th of May as well as the 1st of May. And a special Abhishekam for Lord Shiva. Let me now bring you at one more song here. And this will be...
Yeah.
Listeners, I just wanted to tell you that today, after this Meenakshi Temple segment, we are going to have a very interesting show. We are having a special guest who is going to be talking about the Indian Raga. Indian Raga is a very special kind of a organization that has recently come up, and we are going to bring you some very, very interesting aspects of our Indian music system and how it will be kind of brought to both the internet as well as scope of understanding it, appreciating it, as well as being with it. So keep tuned in. We are now almost coming to the end of the program presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. And we will be back next Sunday bringing you this segment once again. And you get keep tuned in and do visit the temple at Pearland, and you can also visit our website www.emeenakshi and donate online or even participate or sponsor a puja online. And as said, there will be puja happening right from the 24th. There will be a utsavam and the dwajarohanam when it starts, a 10-day festival, just as it happens in Madurai and many other Shiva temples all over India. We bring this very special occasion to Meenakshi Temple. And also, please note, there will be the Tyagaraja Utsavam will be celebrated at Sri Meenakshi Temple this weekend. Please do mark your calendar and do come there on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. We have two pretty great musicians coming. One is Sanjay Subramaniam, and then the Malari brothers are going to be in Houston at Sri Meenakshi Temple performing. For more details, you can also contact Classical Arts Society of Houston, and keep tuned in. And we now will bring you shortly a special segment by our radio station group, and this will be the splendor of the Indian Raga. That is what we are going to start with.
Hey, yeah. Pani sa ga ma ga ni.